Well, welcome to the telesummon. This is Norma T. Hollis, America's leading authentic voice doctor, and I am absolutely delighted to have the opportunity to be a part of the Public Speakers Association and to have the opportunity to share with you today. I have so much to share with you that I've learned from 17 years, actually it'll be 18 years in just a couple of months, in the professional speaking industry. And this is an industry that I have found is a very convoluted one. And I say that because there are so many aspects to professional speaking, and the industry is relatively new. In my 17 years, I have done just about everything that can be done in this industry. Many of you may know me that from owning a speakers bureau. I was the first African-American woman to own a bureau and had that for actually 12 years. It was a very large bureau, and even had some offers to buy it along the way. So it was very successful, and we did a lot of good work for helping speakers move forward. And in the process of running the bureau, I also learned the industry. So I am a speaker myself. I do the whole product game and the back-of-the-room sales and selling from the stage. I have produced events. I'm doing probably, 12 or more events in 2014. I have coached speakers for the entire 17 years that I've been with speakers. And I think the most valuable thing that I have done is understand the industry. As I mentioned, it's kind of convoluted, and that's because it's still relatively new. The industry really just emerged maybe 30 years ago or so. And when I started in 1996, there were not as many speakers as there are now, and the challenge of finding success was a lot easier. And matter of fact, at that time, the majority of the speakers that were out there were getting paid because a bureau booked them or because a corporation paid them a fee. And then as things changed, the industry changed, speakers, those of us in the industry, had to find new ways to make this industry work. Because going to get the $10,000 booking or even the $5,000 or for that matter, even the $1,000 booking is not as easy as it used to be. There's more competition with speakers and there's fewer places that have the funds to pay you. So what do you do? How do you make it work? Well, what I want to talk with you about today is what I call the formula for rapid speaking success. Everybody wants success, and they want it right away. I get clients now that call me, and they're leaving corporate America, and they want to be making – in fact, I had one guy call me last week. He expects to make $100,000 to $500,000 in the next 6 months to a year. I said, really? Let's talk about that, because it's not that easy. People used to think they could leave a job and go make $10,000 as a speaker. And you can do that, but you have to have the formula. And you have to have the patience, and you have to have a number of things in place for that to happen. So what I'm going to talk to you is about the formula that I have found for rapid speaking success. And essentially, it is the sequencing that is important to give you success. Now, you know, there's a lot of people out there that give you a lot of information about what you can do to be successful. They say, go get social media, you can be good. Go get some good marketing, you're good. Get some good products, you're good. And all this is very true. But what happens so many speakers, is you do the right thing, but in the wrong order. And when you do things in the wrong order, then you end up spending far more money than you should and taking a lot more time than what it should for you to gain the success you're looking for. So another thing that I also coach speakers to frequently is to have an acronym that you use as part of your presentation. So in line with that, I'm going to use an acronym to explain to you the process that I recommend you consider. And I'm also going to suggest that you meet with me. I give a complimentary 15-minute one-on-one when you go to meetwithnorma.com. You can schedule some time with me, and I will help you see where you are in this sequencing and how I can help you to move yourself forward in the speaking industry, because you can gain rapid speaking success. So let's talk about rapid speaking success, and the acronym is the word RAPID, or I might say RAPIDS in the plural because I just want S to stand for speaking success. So let's start with the R. The R in the word RAPID stands for what's your real message? You know, I told you I'm America's leading authentic voice doctor, Norma T. Hollis, America's leading authentic voice doctor, 17 years in the industry. And one thing that I learned early in the industry, I used to say that the speakers who are the best out there are the ones who really know themselves. Now I understand that what I meant by that and what I mean now and what I repeat is that speakers who are authentic are the strongest and the most successful speakers. So your real message comes from connecting with your authenticity, connecting with who is the true authentic you and what is the message that you truly want to share. Now, your message comes from your life experiences, your passion, your experience, your expertise, and how you put that together. Some people look at their message and they might minimize it. They see it as one thing, and yet when I talk with them and look at the scope and the broadness of who they are, the message might be something a lot bigger than what you imagined, because you're seeing speaking and your life from one view. When you have a coach and a mentor look at you from a broader perspective, we can often open up doors you never even considered even walking into. So the question is, what's your real message? Who is the authentic you? What's the story that your life is telling that you are responsible for sharing as a speaker? You know, this part is so critical that it has to be at the beginning. If you start your speaking career and you don't have your message clear, you're going to be backpedaling for a long time. Your message stays with you for quite a while. Your brand is based on your message. Your positioning and your platform is all based on what is your true message. So it behooves you to take the time to be clear on what is the authentic message that you are to be sharing as a speaker. I would be delighted to be able to help you with that. The A for rapid speaking success stands for your audience. Who are you speaking to? Who's your target market? Now, you, again, may have one idea of what your target market is. And after a conversation and discussing what you're doing and what your message is and your authenticity and what it is your goals are, we may find that your audience is actually a lot broader than that. Some people come to me with an idea. A lot of people come with a very spiritual perspective. And as a very spiritual person, I definitely am aligned with that. But one thing we also know is if you don't position a spiritual message appropriately, you're not going to get paid. So how can you take that message, the same authenticity that you have, and broaden it to other audiences? You might tweak a few words. You might expand your message a bit. And it can work in multiple ways. For example, my brand, as you know now, is authenticity. And one of the things that I do with authenticity is help speakers become authentic. That's one audience that I have. Another audience that I have are parents of young children. My initial career, my first career, was early childhood, and I've broadened that to children's spirituality, which is authenticity. But I don't talk spirituality when I go to corporate America and work on helping people become more themselves and balance in a corporate environment. So how can your message be broadened? So whatever your authentic message is, you have multiple audiences that you can present it to, and some of those audiences are audiences that can pay you what you need to be paid to have a sustainable career as a speaker. Then you can do all those things for free also, no problem, because you also have the audience that's going to pay you. That's the A. The P in rapid is your presentation. What is the content and what's your delivery? How is your energy? Now, this is where, again, authenticity plays a role, because you want to connect your presentation with the natural energy style that is yours. Some people are great as keynoters on stage. They have the high energy. They've got the hype. They've got to bring everybody in. They have that. Some people are a little more introspective and would prefer not to be seen on stage and would prefer to be on the phone like we are now and are very good at telesummits. Different energy, different style. Both are very appropriate. It's not appropriate all the time for a more introspective, quiet, reserved person to try to do a keynote. That's not going to be most appropriate for a group of 10,000 that's looking for high energy to get them motivated and get them moving. It's very appropriate for something looking for deeper content and more meaning. So what is your presentation and content? Where does it fit with the message and the audience that you are a part of, that you're moving toward? How does all of that align together, and how do you make it valuable for creating a sustainable speaking career? You gain rapid success when you align your natural, authentic energy, style, and presentation and content with the type of speaking that's appropriate for you. knowing that. And also, I want to mention that there are so many ways that speakers can earn income. So connecting that with the right income source for you is important. Don't just think keynote speaking or doing a seminar. There are so many ways, and I'd be happy to talk with you about what's most appropriate for you. The I in RAPID stands for income, the money you're going to make. Now, as a speaker, there's two things that I look at in the income portion. One is, what's your fee? Now, a lot of speakers have no clue of what their fee is. Because I ran a speaker's bureau for 12 years, I know about fees, and I know how to help a speaker know what their fee should be. In most cases with speakers, I have to recommend to them that they raise their fee. Because one thing that's absolutely true, when you ask someone, when someone asks you to speak at their event and you give them a fee, there's no way you can raise your fee. You can lower it. But trying to tell them that you're a $1,000 speaker, and they say, oh, my budget was $5,000. You just saved me $4,000. Thank you. When you could have said, my budget is $7,500, assuming you're that quality of a speaker, and then you could have accepted a lower fee. So knowing the range that works for you is really important. And as a professional and a veteran in the industry, I can help you identify what your fee is. Now, I want to tell most of you who have been speaking for a minute, if you're saying your fee is $500 is way too low. And you probably should say something like $1,500 as a minimum, and then you can always accept the lower $500 or $100 fee if that's all someone can offer. But sometimes, you know, people don't have a budget, and they will tell you that they can't even afford the $500, but they want you to speak. And you want to speak, but you don't know what to do. And that's why the other part of the I for income comes into play, and that's, what's your product? What product have you developed that you can sell when you go to speak? Now, when I say product, sometimes I ask speakers, so what's your product? And they'll tell me that I have this book or I have this CD, and that's absolutely wonderful, and it's a great start. But look at that, please, as a start, because how many books do you have to sell to pay your rent or mortgage? You have to sell quite a few. Wouldn't it be a lot easier to have a product that you didn't have to sell as many of them in order to make your basic monthly financial requirements? So if you have that book, look at that as a beginning point. When I wrote my book, The Process to Become a Professional Speaker, and that was about 11 years ago, the next thing I did was I gave events in my local area, and I recorded them. I did the events somewhat based on the book, and with the recordings, I then took the book, and I think I ended up having, I think, six different CDs is what it ended up being. So I had a book and six CDs that I packaged, and the book I sold at that time for $40, and now I had a package that I could sell for $197. I don't have to sell quite as many to make the mortgage payment. Then I went beyond that, and I started doing teleseminars. So I did like a 12-week telesummit about being an authentic speaker, and I could add that to the bundle. I could raise the price. I kept doing more and more things and then bundling them together, finding things that were similar and putting them together. And that then enabled me to raise the price of everything that I did and have bundles so I could have some packages of a $40 book, a $197 home study package, a $297 something else, a $500 event, another coaching package. So now I have multiple packages that go anywhere from $24.97 for my downloadable book. Same book that I do for $40 is also downloadable as an ebook for $24.97, all the way to my master programs, which run $5,000 and $10,000 a month for different people looking to transition into the speaking industry. So it's a wide range of products. So there's no place that I can go that I can't have some product for somebody, whether it's a low-cost $24.97 or whether it's a high-end product for people who are looking for some customized work with a mentor to take them over the process of becoming a professional speaker, depending on what their needs are. And this is what I suggest for you. Now, developing those products has taken me several years. And in my case, I'm a content creator, so I was just putting out product, just pumping it out. Then I had to come back a few years later and then begin to package them. Whatever works for you is fine. If you have the resource to enable you to pump it out, then pump it out. because once you finish pumping, and the energy of pumping it out is a little different energy than the energy it takes to sell it. But pump it out, brain dump. Get that information out, whatever your expertise is. Write it, record it, share it, sing it, whatever you have to do to get it out, get it out. Then you can begin to bundle things so you can add packages and you can speak anytime for free anywhere and offer any one of your products. Now, with the fee and with the products, there's no excuse for you not to earn income as a speaker, except for one thing. And that's that you will not earn income unless people know who you are and what you have to offer. And that brings us to the D in RAPID, and the D stands for distribution, and distribution means marketing. Now, just like the industry is convoluted and the product options are great, there are a tremendous number of marketing opportunities for you as well. We know about online marketing, about social media, you know about email marketing lists and having newsletters that you send out on a regular basis. There's calls, outgoing calls. You know, there are so many ways to market yourself that I've had to write a book about that as well, a whole program for people to help them to market themselves as a speaker. There are multiple ways that you can make it happen. What's important there, again, is connecting your marketing method with what's authentic for you. If you're not someone who likes to go out and network and rah-rah and put your information out and speak on and to an audience of strangers and pump yourself up big time, then maybe the best way for you to market might be more appropriate to do more internet marketing and do more marketing with social media. You should align your distribution and your marketing with what's authentic for you, or hire people who can do that for you. But most of you as speakers are starting using your own money and your own resources, and most of what you do, you have to do on your own, just like I did when I started. And so connecting your energy with the marketing source that makes most sense for you is the most ideal way to do that. If you haven't noticed, a lot of what I talk about with speaking is about that foundation of authenticity. Everything you do should be aligned with who you are, aligning your energy and your style and your content with all the options that are available within the industry. And maybe you haven't been exposed to all of the options. However, with me being in the industry for 17 years, I can help you answer questions you don't even know to ask. I would love to meet with you. You can connect with me at meetwithnorma.com. Now, I told you that it's RAPID with an S. And the last part of the acronym is the S part, and that stands for systems. What systems do you have in place to make this all work for you? One of the very first systems that you're going to need is a system that enables you to communicate with your tribe. I call that database communication. You need a database that is well managed and a communication system to stay in touch with the people who are on your list. This is absolutely critical. As you collect business cards, I meet speakers that I'm talking to about coaching them, and one of the first questions I ask is, what's your database? And many of them will tell me, well, you know, I got a whole bunch of business cards in a shoebox under my bed. That's a good idea, but not the best place for them. So you're missing the boat because your money is tied to your database, and that, too, is tied to understanding what to do with the database. So that, too, is back to sequencing. The database piece has a whole sequencing piece of its own, and if you're starting to do part of it and haven't done the foundations first, you're going to find you're leaving money on the table simply because you don't know. You know, as I mentioned, again, it's a convoluted industry. It's a great industry with great people who really want to make a difference in the world. I love Tanya's byline of changing the world from the front of the room. And it's all about changing the world because as speakers, most of us, one of the things I learned as having my bureau is that 99% of the speakers that I met have the very same message. And that basic message is making the world a better place. We just approach it differently. We approach it from our own passion, our experience, and our expertise. So why not approach yours authentically from the foundation that you bring to the table and the message that's flowing through you? And do it in such a way that you have sequenced it that enables you to be real clear of what your next steps are. So you don't have to fumble. You don't have to self-navigate. When I first came in the industry, it was still kind of new, and I had to self-navigate a lot because a lot of the people who were gaining success and exposure were the ones who really understood the stand on stage and sell and didn't understand so much the importance of good quality content. What we want now is a combination of both. We want to have great content, and we want to get it distributed and out to the people who it's going to be valuable for. Now, the big caveat on this and the great joy is that we can change the world, and we can especially change the world if we do it collectively and we share the message that was given to us to share. So please, be authentic. Be the speaker that you were born to be. Share the message that your life story tells. Share your passion, share your experience, and share your expertise. And do it in such a way that you gain rapid speaking success. The world is waiting for your message. The world is waiting for you. It's up to you, and I would be delighted to help you. I'm Norma T. Hollis. I have been the owner of a speakers bureau in the industry for 17 years. I guess I'm a veteran of the speaking industry. That's a term I kind of just realized a few years ago when you're just going around doing what you're doing. But now I know that the industry is growing rapidly. And one of the reasons it's growing is because you're in it. So congratulations for that decision. Please feel free. Go to meetwithnorma.com. And I will spend 15 minutes with you and talk to you about what your goals are, where you're at, how you can best achieve them, how I can help you, how others can help you, whatever I can do to help you. My mission on the planet is to help speakers get their message out, to help people be authentic, to help you share your passion, your experience, and your expertise. I look forward to meeting you, talking with you, and finding out how together we can change the world from the front of the room. I'm Norma T. Hollis. You can see me at meetwithnorma.com. Check out my website also at normaholis.com, normaholis.com. And by all means, always be authentic.